Or Lee Red.
That was my rocket launching off.
Oh, nice. Should be a rocket landing, really, though.
Why?
Because we're putting the series to bed. We're coming back.
Oh. No, I like to think of it that we've put all the recordings in the rocket.
Oh, okay. Now we're sending it out into space.
Yeah. So the extraterrestrial life, the first thing they encounter from Earth is our podcast episodes.
Is hello and welcome to this episode of Poorly Read.
Yeah. And then they base their whole civilization on the things that we say.
Oh, Christ.
Anyway, introduce us.
Anyway, hello, welcome to this episode of Poorly Read. Harry Potter's over.
Anyway.
How do we feel?
I feel sad. Or do I? I don't know. I have mixed feelings about getting to the end of it all.
Yeah, me too. It feels weird that I am not good at, like, listening to, making sure I listen to some Harry Potter chapters or watch a Harry Potter film, like, every week for the last 18 months has been such a thing that I always need to do. And now I don't need to do it anymore. It's like, oh, Harry, where you gone, mate?
Yeah, I was brushing my teeth last night and I suddenly, out of nowhere, I got this like pang of sadness that I'll never sing the Neville theme tune again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's a shame. Because there's no other context that I would have to like say that, you know? And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, I could just replace Neville with like Edmund.
Maybe, yeah, maybe I'll just like recycle the theme tunes. So, I was like, hold on. I had a theme tune. I was like, is that good? I was like, his name's not Jack, his name's not Brian. But oh my god, he is a lion. <It's> Yeah, maybe. I'll just keep all the same like musical jingles and just replace the names.
Like the idea of Aslan approaching with Hagrid's bum 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 bum. Pull all children.
Ah, I can't wait to make up an Aslan voice. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe you should always do Aslan's voice. I feel like you've got more like a more gravitas to your voice.
Oh yeah?
Yeah,
I'll like that light Aslan voice I just did. Pull all.
No, Aslan has to fucking be the dandelion.
I'm a dandelion.
They're like, I can't take you seriously. You're wearing a monocle and a little pink neckerchief.
And we've started season two already. Left Harry Potter well behind. No looking back.
Yeah, we were sad for all of like 60 seconds. Yeah. Oh god. But yeah, man, like, it's so weird. Like when we started this, I never thought we'd get here, but not in a sense of like, it just seemed so far off.
It's like it feels like when you book a holiday or something like 2 years in advance.
Yeah,
you sort of think that's too far away. Like that's never gonna I'm never actually gonna arrive there. And then the 2 years goes and you're like, oh shit, yeah, that holiday I booked.
Yeah, I think it's like if you like make a plan with like a friend to go on vacation 2 years from now. And they go, oh my God, yeah, that'd be amazing. But deep down you think, yeah, but I bet it won't happen kind of thing. But then you don't know that the other person is also thinking that, but both of you really want to go. And so you keep on talking about it and then you actually do end up booking it. And then you're on the plane all of a sudden and you're like, oh, I didn't actually think that this would happen. But okay, here we are.
But here we That's are. How it kind of feels. In Benidorm.
But yeah, like, what I was thinking, because I thought of like a few questions that I might want to ask you for this episode, and I think it would be good, he says. But how many did I have? I think I had three, and they were all kind of on like a similar vein. But first one is like, what are you most surprised by this whole like journey?
I think I'm most surprised, and even though I kind of knew it only because people had told me, but I had never really picked up on any of it, quite how much of the story doesn't make sense. Like, there's so much. And like, we talked about a lot of it and cut a lot of it out of the pod because a lot of it wasn't funny. But there's like all of book four. All of book four makes no fucking sense. And I can't believe, and I like, you know, people have told me, I'd seen things like, oh, they're exposing all the plot holes in Harry Potter. And I'm like, oh, I'm not interested in listening to someone point out, like, you know, continuity errors in one scene. Harry has his wand in his right pocket and his next is in his left pocket. Like, I don't give a shit. And, you know, I thought it was going to be that kind of thing, but no.
Yeah.
Like, man, holy shit. Like, so much of it makes no sense. But also, a very large part of me doesn't really care.
Yeah.
Like, it's still... It's hard to say that it's my favorite book series ever because it feels like it lives in a different place, like in my mind, to every other book I've ever read.
I feel like in a strange way it's in a league of its own.
Yeah.
And not because it's more well written than other books or because it's more anything than other books I've read. But there's just something that I can't put my finger on about the way that world is built, which has captured, well, obviously it's captured like everyone's heart in a way that no other book series has really, you know?
No.
So there's something about it which I think it exists by itself in this, like...
Exactly. Because, like, I mean, yeah, I've read book series that are better written, better... much more written on a larger, much more impactful scale or sort of whatever, I don't know. But if it, trying to compare them is just like, just futile. Like, it doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. There's no point. It's Harry Potter. And I can compare all the other books I've read to each other and say which ones I prefer over another. But Harry Potter feels like it's just a separate thing. Like you say, it's just in a league of its own.
Yeah. For me, I think a lot of that stems from the mundane moments between the characters in the books.
Yeah.
And those interactions, and I said it a million times, those interactions are always my favourite bits of the books where they're just going about their day. And I actually think that might be where the magic actually lies. Because I think you're so, and I think you're so caught up in those moments and you get so invested in those relationships and those characters in a way that a lot of other fantasy books don't have, I don't think.
Yeah, and it's with those moments of them just going about their day in Hogwarts, it's so easy to picture yourself there.
Yeah.
Like, you can place yourself in those classrooms learning all that fantastical stuff. Yeah, like you say, it connects with you in a way that nothing else quite manages to.
Yeah. What was the other question I have? What have, and this doesn't have to be about the book itself, but can just be about like the podcast as a whole and the experiences we've had. Like, what has, oh shit, have I already asked, what question did I ask first?
What was I most surprised about?
Right, okay, what was my second question? I can't remember now. I tell you what, scrub this. Taking that question out of the book series itself, but to your experience on the pod and with the fans and all that, what has most surprised you about sort of the experience as a whole?
The fact that, well, I always kind of thought that if we could reach people would like it. But people, the amount of messages we've got saying that, how, talking about how this, listening to our podcast has helped people through some really difficult times, and especially with everything that happened, like, you know, right in the middle of this summer, the whole world going into lockdown and everyone becoming isolated. The amount of messages we've had from people saying that without our podcast, they would have just been in such a dark place, and our podcast helps pull them out. Like, I never imagined making anything that would be so impactful for people. I thought we were doing like just general lighthearted levity, which it is. But then I suppose that is important for people, and it never would have occurred to me ever that we would make something that would actually have a real positive impact in people's lives, and that people would want to reach out to us and tell us that. I guess that probably.
Yeah, I think I kind of feel the same, because like you, I always sort of thought, you know what, if people do listen to this, I think they'll like really be into it and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I never imagined that people would like turn to us to sort of like to cheer themselves up. And that I never sort of imagined that we would be such like a comfort to people, I think. Because like that's what so many podcasts are for me. They're there for me when no one else is, in a way, like having like a friendly voice making me laugh in that kind of way has been really like helpful to me and has got me through some dark times as well. But I never sort of thought that we would be that way for someone else.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that it's been, and that almost feels like, it's not like we're responsible for that. It feels like there's our podcast, then there's this gap, and then there's someone's reaction to it kind of thing, if that makes sense. So it's like, it's not like, I don't feel like we're doing like a great service for the world or anything like that.
Yeah, no, but I would never, you know? presume that we're some like radiant white knights charging into the darkness of people's lives. Yeah, I mean, this is it. Yeah, audience reaction on the whole has just absolutely blown me away.
Yeah, massively. And yeah, because I always just thought, oh, hopefully we'll make some people laugh, but
yeah, maybe like a small hand, because neither of us had any kind of audience elsewhere. Yeah, starting this cool. it's not like we are successful touring comedians or like from a TV show or from a podcast network, or we're just two fucking blokes who started a podcast with no one other than our friends who would listen because they're our friends.
Yeah.
And we somehow managed to like actually reach people, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's only like literally in this second, it's only just properly like hit me that that's a thing.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever truly appreciated it until this very moment, how sort of fucking bizarre it is. Like, because we talked about it a lot and I've felt it, but it's hit me in a different way right now. Just thinking that the fact that we're like referencing this out loud, it's like, yeah, like we made a thing and people listen to it. So that's like being the biggest surprise, I guess. It's exceeded our expectations in every fucking single way, like for sure.
Oh, yeah. I would never have like dared to think that maybe our podcast by the end of season one, our podcast could be what it is.
Yeah, like I think we've maybe not ever said this on the podcast itself, but definitely on our Instagram and stuff. Like when we first started, me and Tom had a conversation about like how many listeners would we want to get per episode to like warrant us like carrying on. And I think mine was like 60 or something, like 60 regular listeners.
Yeah, if we could have roughly 60 people tuning into each episode, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, and like, and now we get like
several thousand.
Yeah, like and that's so fucking bananas to me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And literally, wow. Patreon was a joke. Like we,
yeah.
I think in an early episode we said sign up to our Patreon as a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking bananas.
Yeah.
I never thought that would actually happen, really.
No, me neither.
Like, ever. Okay, so I think the other question I had, I did have three, but I don't know for the life of me what the fucking third one was. But my other one was, during this whole thing, what have you been most grateful for?
Hmm. You, mate.
Ah. are you joking or do you mean that?
No, I do mean that. I just can't be sincere without sounding ironic and sarcastic.
No, my answer is the same, actually. Like, because before this, we were very sort of like casual friends, And we used to have like a laugh together and stuff like that. But getting to know you more and getting like closer to you through this has been, without sounding too like homosexual, it's been a very no, but it's been like a really like special experience, because like working with someone who you have so much respect for, and who I think, I don't know, who has just so many qualities that you admire and wish you sort of had in yourself, and so much sort of like character integrity, I think, has been really, it's been like a real like learning experience. And I've just been really grateful of like the friendship that we've been able to build like through this and stuff.
Yeah.
It's been really nice, I think.
So have I.
Yeah.
And I wish I could articulate it as nicely and sincerely as you just did, which is something I admire about you.
Oh, God. I also think that this whole experience has been such a learning experience on how to work with other people. Like, don't you think? Like,
yeah, because like we have disagreed on things.
Yeah.
Like, but we always can talk it through and listen to each other.
Yeah. Like, obviously, we've all worked in groups of people for various different things before, but it's always been, I think a lot of the time it's always been like, I didn't really appreciate what other people brought to the table, and maybe for good reason. And so it's always just a bit like, oh, let's just like fucking get through this kind of thing.
Yeah, you end up just kind of give, if you concede, it's because you've just given up and can't be bothered.
Yeah,
not exactly. Because you necessarily think that what has been brought to the table has any particular merit over what you wanted, but you're just like, oh, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, I'm definitely grateful to have someone who, if you feel differently to me, I know that you will be, you will have good reason and be able to communicate that reason in a way that makes me understand it as well.
Yeah, I feel the same, really. And I think that, I think there's a real sort of magic in that. And I think maybe that's a good lesson for people to take away from this. If you're thinking about starting anything, I think, with anyone, is that when you work with someone that you actually have respect for, and respect for their ideas and things and what they bring to the table, it makes things infinitely easier. And like, I feel like what you will produce and hopefully achieve will be the much better for it, because it's just a whole different working relationship and you sort of navigate things so much better as well. Mm. And I feel like the lessons that I've learned doing this podcast are ones that I will take forward into other avenues as I get older as well.
Yeah.
Because I'll sort of know how to like navigate difficult terrain better because of what we've had to figure out working with each other throughout this.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, this is it. We've, everything that we've done with this podcast, we have made up.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know how to do any of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking hell. It's literally been learning it from like ground fucking zero. Like,
yeah.
No experience, no real idea what we were doing. Just sort of started on it. We sort of just like got in the car, put on like blindfolds and put a key in the ignition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. But yeah, I think I've learned some real like valuable lessons.
Yeah, me too.
About like life and work and relationships for sure. So yeah, I guess, I don't know, I haven't really got anything more to say about it all, I guess, other than, I don't know, I'm super grateful that people have found us, that people have connected with us, and that people have let us know that they find us funny.
Yeah. Some people have let us know that they don't.
Yeah.
And that's also fine.
Oh my God. That's another lesson I want to fucking say, because yeah, there have been moments, especially, well, mainly for me, because I tend to get the fucking brunt of everyone's criticism. But like,
yeah, well, you're the strong personality. I'm the mellow. I'm the mellow glue that just is sort of in the middle.
I think you're like the baby spice that everyone likes. I feel like I'm ginger or scary, where I'm quite like polarizing. So, which is fine, whatever. But
I'll just trust you that that's an accurate analogy.
But yeah, what was my fucking point? Now, my point was, yeah, learning to, when I first started getting criticism on this, it really affected me. But as it happened more, it stings still when it happens, but it's a very brief experience and it doesn't penetrate very, very deep. And it sort of taught me the value of whatever you do in this life, if you're someone who puts things out there in a public way, that you have to be happy with your own opinion of your work and let it start and stop there. If you start worrying or concerning yourself with what other people think, good or bad, it's a real slippery slope. So don't listen to criticism from like the masses in what you do.
Yeah.
If you do want to listen to criticism, then you listen to the ones from people whose opinions you respect and who maybe have sort of ideas and stuff that are, that you also respect and look up to, you know. Anyway, fucking hell, I guess this is the end, guys. We're going to be back with season 2 in March and we're going to have a little like PSA about that coming out in the next couple of days, maybe the day after you hear this. But in the meantime, because you won't have any new content from us during that time, unless you sign up to our Patreon, which is going to be carrying on throughout the hiatus. It's $3.99 a month, and you get a brand new episode on the first and third Friday of every month of our Patreon-exclusive series, Polly Red at the Movies. I don't think I've ever said that in, like, a normal accent once.
No.
Yeah, where we fucking give the Polly Red treatment to your favourite film classics.
Well, to our favourite film classics.
Yeah. And like I just said, my opinion is the only one that matters.
Yeah, that's the takeaway here.
So yeah, sign up on patreon.com/poorlyred.
Yes. Also, we've still obviously got the merch store open on Redbubble, poorlyred.redbubble.com. If you feel you need your Poorly Red fix, head over there, see what we got. Got some cool designs available on some cool stuff. poorlyred.redbubble.com. Check it out.
Yeah. So check us out on our socials still on Instagram and Twitter at PoorlyRedPod. Email us your things at poorlyred@gmail.com. And God, yeah, this will be really important for us over the break, especially. Give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app.
Please.
It'll really help us get seen by more people and stuff. So yeah, without further ado, I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
And maybe for the final time, Hagrid has been Hagrid. Bum, 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 bum.